did this interview, I guess, yesterday with Kid Rock. It was so refreshing. I mean, it was really, really good. This is Kid Rock. I believe it's Robert Ritchie is his born name. And he was on with Tucker Carlson. They did an interview asking when did he first meet former President Donald J. Trump. Listen to this.
Did I meet Trump? At the White House. Sarah Palin.
At the White House.
Yeah, no, Sarah Palin asked him to, I was friendly with her, and early, right when he got elected, he invited her to dinner and said, bring some interesting people. So she said she called me and Ted, Ted Nugent, and was like, hell yeah. Ended up there, we ended up becoming buddies and spent a lot of time on the golf course now, and it's really weird, get phone calls from him and stuff. It's just kind of mind-blowing.
What's he like to play golf with?
Awesome. So much fun.
Really? Why?
He just knows how to have fun. Doesn't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
You know, he's engaging. It's just, you're just cutting it up. Just open with politics. I mean, I was there with him one day when he ended the caliphate. He wanted to put out a tweet, and it was like, I don't like to speak out of school. I hope I'm not, but it's something like, he's like, tell him, like, yeah, the tweet was, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was like, you know, if you ever join the caliphate, you know, and try to do this, you're going to be dead. He goes, what do you think? I go, awesome. Like, yeah, tweet that out. I was like, I can't add anything better than that. But then it comes out, and it's very, it's reworded and more political and, like, you know, a little politically correct. And I'm like, just being pretty, you know, we're looking at maps. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, am I supposed to be, like, in on I make dirty records sometimes. I'm like, what I do it here?
You didn't think you'd have a hand
in it. What do you think we should do about North Korea? I'm like, what? I don't think I'm qualified to answer this.
How does he? So you're still playing golf with him down in Florida?
Yeah, yeah.
How's he seem?
What's that?
How's he seem?
He seems great. He seems great. You know, after the election, it was, you know, a little different there. But he's still the same guy. He sits down. He just cuts it up. Just starts cutting it up. It's just how sharp he is.
Isn't that the truth? Kid Rock with Tucker Carlson. If that doesn't bring a smile to you, and I don't care where you are in the political spectrum. But when you listen to something like that, it's got to make you smile. I mean, I was sitting here in the studio and just started laughing. I mean, and I've heard it before, but it was fun. It was fun. Thanks to Tucker Carlson for getting Kid Rock, and what a great interview. What a great interview. That was absolutely amazing. When we come back, and this is exciting, I was pleasantly surprised late last week to find out that Danny Tarkanian is running against Mark Amadei in a Republican primary. Now, the Republican Party may not be real happy about it, but hey, competition makes us all better. Whether it's in radio, whether it's in politics, whether it's in baseball, where, you know, a guy has been your right fielder forever, and all of a sudden some young phenom comes up. I mean, I'm just saying it's good to have competition. It makes us all better. I'm convinced of it. By the way, this hour brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos, and all the good men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. Thank you so much for all that you do. That's Nevada Trucking Association. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Danny Tarkanian sounds off. Why is he running? And can he win? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:30, and just check the traffic cams right now, there's an abandoned vehicle. It's on the right shoulder. That's 215 westbound at Decatur. Also, as you try to work your way through the resort area of Interstate 15, looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour right now. You might tap the brakes as you enter the downtown area right around Rancho. That's 95 eastbound. And ahead of that, of course, is those lane restrictions through the construction zone on Interstate 515. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. And do be alert for survey workers out there in the middle of the street. That's Blue Diamond Road between Fort Apache and US 95.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders are busy on Monday. Linebacker Micah Kizer taking a visit to Vegas, and he liked what he saw as he has been signed to a contract. Also, Kyler Fackrell, he is going to stay in the AFC West. He will sign with the Raiders. Most recently, he was a member of the Chargers, and the Raiders have re-signed free agent offensive tackle Brandon Parker. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they lose at Minnesota yesterday by a 3-0 score. They're 2-8 in their last 10 road games, and now they play against Winnipeg on the road tonight. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu, a roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look, an emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, famous. Only pay for what you need.
When it matters, companies need more than just a delivery service. Cintas delivers full service and the reliability that comes with having a dedicated Cintas service rep who understands your business, which means they deliver confidence and peace of mind, too. For uniforms, cleaning essentials, mats, first aid and safety supplies, and fire protection services, discover the personal attention you get with Cintas.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Wouldn't we all like that? Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. Don't put it off. Call right now. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. The SKC Group. I had a chance to visit with an old friend. I've known him just about since I moved here back in 2011, I guess it was. Danny Tarkanian is currently the Douglas County Commissioner in District 1. He is also a candidate for Congress in CD2, running against Mark Amaday. And I had a chance to visit with him earlier today. And I asked him about that Douglas County Commissioner race. And I asked him up close and personal, you didn't win by much, did you?
Oh, but it was a great win because I ran against an incumbent that had the grassroots of Douglas County behind him. And when I filed, COVID hit right afterwards. You could go out of your house and you couldn't campaign. It was a miracle I won. I mean, my best ability is going out and meeting people and trying to persuade them to vote for me. And that all was taken away from me in that race. We would not have won except for this wonderful lady gave us an idea. I hated to do it at first, She said, hey, you can't go meet people face-to-face, but go stand on a corner, wave some signs, bring your family with you. And she had me do it the first day by myself, and I wanted to quit. I couldn't wait till it ended. And then by the end, I said, you know what? This is, we're getting a good response. Let's try it. So my family, you know, they've always been great supporters of mine. We went out on those street corners every day, and we did it, and we won by 17 votes. It was wonderful.
17 votes?
That 17
is,
votes.
That is incredible. They always say every vote counts, and in your particular case, 17 of them voted for you, and that was the difference in the race.
And that might have been a landslide considering the population of Douglas County, too. You know, it's not quite as big as Clark County.
Exactly.
That was a joke, okay?
I know. A lot of people questioned when you left Vegas and you moved your family to Douglas County. And I've been to Douglas County. It's beautiful. It's picturesque. It's wonderful. I'm not trying to denigrate it, but they asked why you were leaving. What was the reason for you picking up the family and moving to Douglas County?
You know, Kevin, you know me and my wife, everything we do is based upon the best interest of our children. I had one girl, a daughter that was in high school, and she was having some issues here in high school. And we had two others that were going to start high school the next year. I had just lost that last campaign. Amy and I had talked about moving from Las Vegas before that, and we felt this was a good time. And we said, we got to find a small community that we can put our kids in where they're going to be, you know, around a good environment during the most formative years. And we looked at another place. I liked St. George, Utah. I went to college there in my first year of college. I loved St. George, but my wife needed a studio close by so she could be on TV, and there wasn't one in St. George. She'd have to drive to Vegas. We looked at Reno, and then we finally decided on Douglas County because it is really beautiful. We have a home that's 2 miles from the foothills of Lake Tahoe. We have a balcony that overlooks the mountains. It's beautiful, and the community is a wonderful community.
I'm so happy for you and Amy and the kids. I think it's absolutely amazing. You just announced recently that you are going to be running against Mark Amadei in CD2, an incumbent Republican. Did you have to think twice about making this race?
Yeah, it was a very difficult race decision for me. In my earlier years, I would have jumped in right away because I felt I could conquer the world. You know, when you're young, and you think those things. Obviously, I've taken a few temporary setbacks and again got knocked to the ground a few times, and I'm more cautious. But my wife has really been pushing me to do this. She thinks that this is a race that not only will I be successful in, but it's one that is necessary for me to win and for the people of Nevada and for our country. You know, Nevada has one safe Republican seat. That's in Washington, D.C. That's it. They only have one safe Republican that's going to be there all the time fighting on their behalf. That position has to that person has to represent the views of those constituents. So they're very conservative, very Trump-loving. And that just isn't Mark Amadei. You know, Mark's record is not well known because he's never had a primary challenger. But if you look at his record and you tell it to people, they're all shocked and they say, God, how could he represent this district? You know, he was the first GOP congressman to join the Democrats and support President Trump's first impeachment inquiry. He did that after 3 years of the fake Russia collusion and just 10 months before Trump's reelection. Imagine someone in a safe Republican seat thinking, hey, this is a good thing. Let's investigate President Trump and let the Democrats who control all those committees take shots at him. It was a horrible thing. It may have cost Trump his reelection. He blamed Trump for January 6th. He's come out not only as he voted for, but he argues strongly to give citizenship to illegal immigrants. Now, this is in an area that people just don't want that. He's voted for, and as, again, defended his votes to give taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood. He's voted for the last $1.5 trillion budget that only 38 other Republicans voted for, a budget that has 4,000 earmarks. It does give a 20% pay increase to Amadei in his own budget, along with the other congressmen. It has a provision against the Second Amendment so bad that the gun owners of America called those 39 congressmen traitors. This is a guy and then if you look at his voting record with every major conservative group, it's at near the bottom of every Republican. He has a 60% lifetime rating with Club for Growth, 60 with Freedom Works, 61 with Heritage Action, 68 this past year with the Conservative Union. It's not somebody who should be representing the only safe Republican seat in the entire state. And quite honestly, nobody else dared run against him because it's so tough. You know, it's hard to be an incumbent. But I've never backed down from a challenge in my life, particularly when I got my wife's support behind me, and I felt now was the time to do it.
Let me ask you, speaking of Amy, I see her on cable news all the time, which is really good. And so I love watching her on TV. There were all kinds of rumors going around that she might end up running for something. Did she ever do it?
Well, no, she didn't do it. But if you have a choice of being on TV and being able to articulate your views on what's important for our country, or going through a campaign and having people lie and slander you, which one would you want to do? You know, it wasn't a tough call. She's on Newsmax almost full time now. She's on 7 to 10 times a week. She's, I think, by far the leading political pundit in the state of Nevada. She's got a great future in TV, and if she ran for office, then she would have had to held off for at least 4 years to do that.
One of the things I love about you as a politician, not you as a friend, but you as a politician, is all these times you've been in studio with me and you go out during a commercial, a 4 or 5 minute commercial or a news break, and you're on your phone, as I call it, dialing for dollars. You've never been afraid of trying to raise money.
Oh.
No, and I've watched you do this, and I can tell you, in that same studio where we used to go, I've had candidates trembling at the thought of having to take a dialing for dollars call. You relish that. You embrace that. What's it going to be like raising money against an incumbent?
Yeah, you give me way too much credit. I hate it, like every candidate does, and it does cause me all kinds of stomach turns and so forth. The difference is I know how important it is, how crucial it is to raise that money if you want to have any chance of success. And you look at my past races, people say, oh, well, Danny's lost all these races. But I've had a really, really tough primary in every one of them, and I've won 6 out of 7 of them. And then I get to the general, and I'm broke again and beaten up from all the media ads they've run, and I got to start all over. And the only way you have a chance in those races is to get on the phone, make your pitch to donors, and hopefully they feel confident enough in you to give you money. And that's why I do it. I do it because I know it, making those calls is much better than losing. And it's more difficult now running against an incumbent. There's a lot of people that just won't give to me because I'm running against a Republican, but they don't understand that even if we take control of Congress in 2022, if you don't have the right Republicans voting, you're not going to get anything done. If you have Republicans that are voting for impeachment inquiries of your own president, or for open borders, or for taxpayer funding to Planned Parenthood, then how are you going to get anything accomplished? You need to have, as Chuck Muth would always say, my inspiration, Chuck Muth says, it isn't enough to have any Republican in a safe Republican seat. You have to have one in there that's a true conservative and has the courage to vote that way.
There you have it, Danny Tarkanian, running against an incumbent Republican, Mark Amaday, in CD2. That's up in northern Nevada, Douglas County, et cetera. We'll talk more about that and a whole lot more coming up. Also coming up, I'm going to let you hear more from Ted Cruz, because his speech yesterday, the opening statement during Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation hearing, I thought was a masterstroke. It was some of the best prose. And he did it off the cuff. He didn't do it from a script. He may have had notes, but he was doing this. He was doing this just by himself. He was really good. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Especially now at tournament time with bars and restaurants full of raucous college hoops fans. The problem for me over the years, I couldn't hear what friends at my own table were saying. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. The results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. One really cool thing Steve did, he hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint Smart Home Security System with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited-time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
The world's greatest COVID experts, the ones who got it right, are coming to Las Vegas to share their personal stories on March 26th at the Ahern Hotel. I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I'll be host and moderator of this groundbreaking Las Vegas COVID Summit. Dr. Peter McCullough, the foremost expert on vaccines. Dr. Li Mengyan, the whistleblower from Hong Kong who exposed COVID as a bioweapon sent by China. And Dr. Fred Simon, a brilliant Nevada MD and a candidate for governor of Nevada. Just go to LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com to buy your ticket. That's LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. Of course, every show this week, we are giving away a $50 gas card. Our way of saying, hey, thanks for listening. And we're going to do it at 2:50 every afternoon all this week, maybe beyond. I don't know. I got to check the prize closet, see how many of these gas cards we have. But I'll tell you what let's do. Let's do that right now. We're coming up on 2:50, and I'm going to give away one $50 gas card. Okay, and to caller number three at 844, the number two, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Okay, and this is going to be cool. The number again, 844, the number two, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I had a chance to listen to Ted Cruz yesterday, and I was absolutely amazed. This is Ted Cruz. And his opening statement, this is cut six, by the way. Whoops. Yeah, cut six. The GOP will not model Democrat disgraceful behavior at the SCOTUS hearings. And so far, they've done pretty much what Ted Cruz promised. This was Ted Cruz yesterday.
Now, what should this hearing be and what should it not be? Well, you've heard a number of members on the Republican side of the aisle quite clear on what it should not be. This will not be a political circus. This will not be the kind of character smear that sadly our Democratic colleagues have gotten very good at. And it's important to note, you know, a couple of years ago I was doing my weekly podcast and I was on with a noted liberal intellectual who made a comment something to the effect of, well, both sides do this. Both sides smear Supreme Court justices. And I was forced to laugh out loud and say, look, I understand that's a pretty good talking point. It just happens not to be true. It is only one side of the aisle, the Democratic aisle, that went so into the gutter with Judge Robert Bork that they invented a new verb to bork someone. It is only one side of the aisle that with Justice Clarence Thomas was so reprehensible that as the president who nominated him, President George Herbert Walker Bush, wrote at the time, quote, what's happening to Clarence Thomas is just plain horrible. All the groups that tried to beat him up on abortion or affirmative action have now come out of the woodwork. They are trying to destroy a decent man. This is an ugly process, and one can see clearly why so many good people elect to stay out of public life. As Justice Thomas observed in that hearing, what happened there was, to use his words, a high-tech lynching. And I would note the chairman who presided over that disgrace was Joe Biden. And then most of the members of this committee remember the confirmation hearing of Brett Kavanaugh, one of the lowest moments in the history of this committee, where Democrats on this committee sat on allegations, didn't refer them to the FBI, didn't ask for investigations, hid them, and then leaked them against the wishes of the complainant. And we began a circus that featured Spartacus moments, featured such nuts as Michael Avenatti, whom CNN breathlessly for some months described as a possible Democratic presidential candidate. That's before, presumably, he became a felon in recent months. Judge Jackson, I can assure you that your hearing will feature none of that disgraceful behavior.
I thought it was masterful. Ted Cruz, yesterday, his opening statement at the SCOTUS hearings on Capitol Hill. Hey, congratulations to John Aaron of Las Vegas. He just scored a $50 gas card. Our way of saying thanks, John, for listening. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our attorney general, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt, will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Yeah.
Introducing Dollar Loan Center Instant Funding. That's right. You can now have your signature loan funds loaded directly to your debit card with no waiting period. You can walk out of one of our over 50 locations and spend your money immediately. Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply online for free at don'tbebroke.com. Dollar Loan Center's got you covered today with our new instant funding.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you